USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As some protesters are calling for defunding police departments in the wake of the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Vice President Mike Pence says that's not the way to go.
What happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis was a disgrace. It shocked the conscience of the nation. But what this president did was sit down with law enforcement, sit down with African American leaders, and listen and find ways that, look, we can improve public safety. We can give law enforcement more tools and to more training opportunities in the use of force, but we're not going to defund the police.
A surge in coronavirus cases is now prompting Houston to increase safety measures. Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo.
The idea is to see this as a no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
A top federal prosecutor whose office has been investigating President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he's not resigning. Jeffrey Berman's comment came not long after the Trump administration abruptly said it was replacing him. The Justice Department announced the president planned to nominate the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission to Berman's post. The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Colorado lawmakers have enacted sweeping reforms for police following the death of George Floyd. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Democratic Governor Jared Polis signing the Enhanced Law Enforcement Integrity Act,
creating a new duty for police officers to intervene if they see a fellow officer engaging in an inappropriate use of force instead of just standing by and watching, requiring peace officers to have a legal basis for making contact with individuals.
The mayor continuing.
And as a 17-year-old black student named Ashira Campbell told me yesterday, it's not just a protest against police brutality, but a protest against a society that is too comfortable with injustice.
The Louisville Metro Police have initiated the process to fire Officer Brett Hankinson, one of the three officers who fired weapons into Breonna Taylor's apartment on March 13th while executing a no-knock search warrant, killing her, according to Mayor Greg Fisher. Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder accused Hankinson of blindly firing 10 rounds into the apartment. In a letter, Schroeder said, "I find your conduct a shock to the conscience. I'm alarmed and stunned you used deadly force in this fashion." Louisville Urban League President Sadiqa Reynolds says the firing was a long overdue first step in addressing the incident. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Officer Miles Cosgrove, the two other officers who fired their weapons, are currently on administrative assignment. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.